The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
This hour, you'll hear music that's been suggested by listeners to The Takeaway and our co-producer, New York Public Radio, a playlist of songs to commemorate the anniversary of 9/11. And here is a pick from a listener named Frank, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I Won't Back Down. We're going to hear more of the music that you've chosen later this hour, and you still have a chance to share your own playlist with us. Head over to thetakeaway.org. Although, you know, I Won't Back Down could have been a theme for President Obama when he gave his job speech last night. Honestly, he was told by a number of people on the left and from his own party that he wasn't being bold enough, that he wasn't being aggressive enough, and we're wondering if members of his party feel like that changed last night in tone. And we're joined by a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, Congressman David Scott of Atlanta, who represents Georgia's 13th District. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, let me ask you first, was there a change in tone from the president last night?
Yeah, it absolutely was, and it was much needed. The president spoke with clarity, direction. He spoke in a way that connected directly with the people, especially people out there who are suffering. I think that was very important. The other thing, it is very important for the president to demonstrate that he's a fighter. Many people felt that that's what was missing. And by that, I don't mean coming on a combative role. It means that conveying the spirit that we understand we're in a big fight here. And in order to spur the confidence that's needed, our leader must demonstrate that he's our fighter. And he did that.
Well, you know, we're speaking with Congressman David Scott of Georgia. And, you know, another thing that for which the president has drawn criticism is allowing Congress to draw up bills instead of writing them himself. Do you think that this strategy of presenting this jobs bill, and then he mentioned 16 times in his speech, pass this bill, those three words, is that a better strategy, do you think?
Yeah, wasn't it great? It was just great. I mean, I just sat there and I was just totally thrilled because he made some mistakes, I felt, early on. And I personally mentioned that to him. That was the failure in the deficit fight, in the debt fight. He never came out with his plan. And when you're the leader and you have no plan and your opposition is the one that puts the plan out there, it puts you in a weakened position because you have to react. And that's what was happening in the debt ceiling fight. And I think he corrected that. I think the president stood strong now and put forward a very strong, clarative message. What's important now is the him getting out, going out and inspiring the American people to get with their congressman. I think put pressure on the Republicans to realize that this is not just Obama's fight, and that we can't wait 14 months. And the fact of the matter is that they're going to have to get over the fact that in order for us to be successful, we've got to grow this economy. We've got to do it now. We've got to get jobs. And we cannot deny the American people the victory on that simply because they want to see the president defeated. And I think that has colored so much of the Republicans' effort. And I think people will see that now. He pulled that whole curtain away so people could understand, listen, you've got to make decisions about jobs now based upon the American people and not make decisions based upon you wanting to see the president defeated.
And we're speaking with Congressman David Scott, who's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Since you brought up the division between the parties, let me play you this reaction to the president's speech. This is Representative Kevin McCarthy of California.
Everybody puts ideas forward. He said he'll listen to all. So I know we'll produce ideas, too, and look forward to trying to find to get something through. We're not going to look short term. We didn't get in this problem overnight. We needed a long-term strategy that helps America grow again.
That's Kevin McCarthy, a House Republican, and we're speaking with Congressman David Scott. So let me ask you the $4.5 billion question, Dave, Congressman. Do you think this bill has a chance of getting passed?
I think it does have a chance. It's a 50-50 shot here. It just depends upon the president now getting out and directly getting out across the country and engaging the public. This is where we're going to win the battle. The public now has to put pressure on the Republicans in Congress to say, yes, as McCarthy said just now in your quote, we do need a long-term strategy, but we can't afford to not have an immediate strategy of putting these essential pieces together that will bring jobs right at this moment.
Well, Congressman, I know there are a lot of listeners out there to this program who hope those odds are better than 50-50. You and your colleagues will find common ground. Congressman David Scott is a Democrat from Atlanta. I want to go back to something you said a moment ago. You talked with the president personally and said that he made mistakes by not putting a plan out on the debt ceiling and in the confrontation over the government shutdown. What's that like to say to Barack Obama, you blew it? I mean, what does he say?
Well, I didn't put it in those terms. I simply said that we need the president to have the plan put out. The president put his ideas out. We never did. We never were able to put a piece of paper together with offering this as the approach we wanted to use. And I felt that that put the president, put us at an extreme disadvantage.
Right.
You, if you're the leader, then you've got to lead on this. And I think in retrospect, I think the president corrected that.
Well, let me ask you.
In a big way today.
Let me ask you then, Congressman David Scott. You know, the unemployment numbers for African Americans are significantly higher than the average American, so the stakes are perhaps higher for you and other African Americans. Can you support this plan? Do you think it solves the problem?
I think I could, definitely sort the problem. There are pieces in here that immediately deal. The point is you have to get money circulating in the bottom third and the middle stream of the economic system. And the president's put forward a plan that does this immediately, especially the school construction piece, because that's an immediate, and it goes into every one of these communities where you have these schools. So the economic input will go immediately into those. We have the FAA, we have the highway construction bill, and then we have some of these safety net issues to go in immediately to with the unemployment insurance and all.
And we'll
of
have
that
to end it there. Congressman David Scott of Atlanta, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, thanks so much for joining us. If you have a reaction to the speech, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.